I'm Deborah Dale on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Now back to us, is what you say.
Yeah, back to you.
Wait, I got to turn the volume up in my headphones again.
Time to work, boys.
All right. Let's see. Is this the greatest idea or is it the worst idea? I think you know how I feel about this.
Yes.
Okay.
You're all about impinging. You
no,
like
I
the
am
vaccine
not.
More than you like freedom.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
So we've got a Florida, let's say a businessman.
We'll call him a businessman.
We will. He owns a whole bunch of apartment complexes. And, you know, he's got a few rules, like don't pee in the pool, you know, stuff like that. Don't leave your garbage outside of your, you know, your door, you know, because that, you know, it's gross.
Yeah.
You have to be vaccinated to live in that apartment.
Yeah.
Now, I, of course, feel that it's a genius idea. I mean, why not?
No.
I got to tell you, I don't like this idea.
No.
I even don't like this idea.
Yeah.
All right. But
again, the Gatos meter, this is a new Gatos meter that we've got now of ideas that you don't like because you're like, okay.
Maybe.
Going maybe a little bit too far.
Yeah, that's a little bit too far. So that's his plan. Okay. Now, is that discrimination? Because let's say that in his apartment complex, let's say this guy's white. All right. Hey, you can't have any black people here.
Yeah,
that's not going to work.
That's not going to work.
Okay. If you're gay, you know, or you're trans, you can't live here. That's not going to work either.
It's not going to work.
Okay. I'm just asking legally. Even I don't like this idea, okay? And I was joking at the beginning that this was the greatest idea. Even I don't like this idea. Can he do it? If he owns the building and this is who he wants in the building, I don't know if you're unvaccinated, you're not a protected class. I'm just saying, I don't know if it's legal or not.
Well, it has to do with health, first of all, right? So that's one thing. The second thing, you know, you're dealing with, you know, like you're asking somebody's health kind of thing. I don't know. And you're going to be using it against him.
Right.
Which I don't know if is legal. And again, you're not treating everybody under the law or whatever. It's not like he's a baker and I go across the street. You're not going to bake me a cake. We've seen how that's worked in this day and age and what ends up happening. This is if you're trying to get a rent an apartment, he's 1,000 of them, give or take. He will deny you if you've not gotten a vaccine. And if you aren't vaccinated and you live there, he wants you gone. Or you can't renew.
Yeah. All right. A little bit more about this story. It's happening in Florida.
I'm not going to take the vaccine.
That's what some residents are saying at the Inverary Village after the landlord posted this sign ordering employees and new tenants to be vaccinated. Current residents need vaccine proof to renew. Some won't.
If I'm not vaccinated, do you want me to leave? I leave.
If he asks me to take it, I'm moving out.
I don't blame them because I was hesitant at first.
But resident Barbara Barrow, who works in the nursing field, changed her mind and is now fully vaccinated.
I think it's a way of making sure that, you know, the residents that live here and, as a matter of fact, the entire community would be safe.
So think about it this way. You live in that apartment complex. You're unvaccinated. Your landlord said you have to be vaccinated. Don't you think there's going to be a portion that says, I'm not moving. I've got my stuff here. It's Florida. It's hot. I don't want to move. I want to stay here. I like my neighbor. It's, you know, I'm not going to go look for another place. If I leave this apartment, I'm probably going to have to pay more somewhere. I'm just going to get the shot. You know, there are going to be some people that just say, all right, you know what? I'm either too lazy to move or I don't want to move. I like this place. I'm getting the shot. I'm not telling you it's right, man.
No, it's completely wrong. I mean,
I'm not
it's
saying
completely
it's right.
wrong
yeah.
because if you start to give an inch, what happens, say, in, I don't know, hey, you guys need to have the shot for, you know, the flu. You need to have this sets a precedent. And you're also, again, you're stepping in an area where we're treating people in a different way. People who are, what if somebody can't get it? right? What if somebody like my little brother cannot get this? What about that? What about, some of these, the religious? Are you going to say no? Well, I'll make exceptions. Again, you're not treating everybody equal under that law. And, you know, so many different states and you're this feels like discrimination. And we know what happens when you discriminate in certain places for certain things. This isn't it's a tough thing. And I'd like to know why. I mean, to me,
I know why.
So, you know.
Oh, I can tell you why. You want to know why?
You want to get rid of the riffraff?
No, I could just guess. I think I know why he's doing it. So if you're just joining us, there's a Florida landlord mandating tenants and employees there, you got to get the vaccine. And if you don't get it, maybe he owns the building. I'm just not going to renew you. I think the guy he's just one of those guys that doesn't want to deal with the unvaccinated. I'm sure he looks down on them. He probably thinks they're stupid. I don't want to deal with them. They're not on my level. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think that he doesn't want to have anything at all to do with anyone who is unvaccinated.
He has 1,200 apartments in which he oversees. I don't know what that means.
1,200 apartments.
Yes. He said
that's not 1,200 different buildings, though.
That's 1,200 apartments, though, man. That's a lot of apartments.
No, I understand that.
No,
but
no.
That's not a bit. It's not right. Okay.
Yeah. So, but here's the other thing. He said he will make exceptions for people with medical or religious exemptions. But listen to this. He's got 1,200. He said 12 of his tenants have already died from COVID. By the way, listening to some of his tenants, remember, Florida is God's waiting room. So forget
that's
that.
That's terrible. Florida is God's.
When you were a kid growing up, right? Like where?
I know it's true, but he doesn't have to say
it like
that.
The Golden Girls. Where's the Golden Girls set?
Florida.
There you go.
I lived in St. Petersburg, and there was a bar called Heaven's Waiting Room.
There you go. Geez. She gets it.
Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
It's God's waiting room.
Man. But, you know, like we talk about what Biden's trying to do, and now Brnovich is going to fight. You know, I mean, there are precedent. Like, if you get TB and you don't take your medicine, you're going to jail. I mean, that's actually something that happens. They'll track you down and they will put you in jail.
Well, in theory.
Yeah. Because it's so contagious.
In theory.
It's just one example of that is allowed and that actually happens.
In theory, those things are supposed. Very rarely is any of that stuff supposed to happen. But
right.
here's the other thing. So apparently, Florida's law is very clear: a business owner, landlord, whoever, cannot require a vaccine passport as a condition of entry. Each violation under the law will result in a $5,000 fine. So here's something else: there are people out there. I would look at him and say, "A, I'm vaccinated, but it's none of your business."
Uh-huh.
So. Hit the road.
I'm sure there are people who are there that are vaccinated that might like the idea.
So, yeah, they might, you know. But I'm, you know, at the same time, it's none of your business what goes on. That's it. None of your business. I'm not doing anything illegal here.
You're not in close proximity to people. I mean,
no.
I know you live.
Yeah. It makes it seem like everybody's living in the same room.
Right. There are walls that will keep the germs in. So, yeah. You know what? HOAs should do this. They should go. Like, that's the new rule. At HOAs, right? Oh, you got a weed there. Okay, we're gonna fine you. HOAs, if you're not vaccinated, you're gonna get fined.
America's a giant HOA, right? We've got the people that run it.
Yeah.
They tell us and try to tell us what to do. They try to boss us around all the time.
Right.
And you know, every time we say, well, we're gonna put somebody else on the board that's better, we end up with somebody else who's worse. Welcome to an HOA.
All right. Hey, coming up next. Why are we potty training cows?
Better question is, why weren't we already?
Better question is, it's for the environment.
Always.
I love the environment.
Yeah. Hey, guys, speaking of the environment, I got a good environment for you. It's called Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Eagles.
Eagles.
Have you seen them like 800 times?
Right? I have not seen them in concert, but I like them very much.
There you go. Here, they're heading to the Footprint Center for two amazing nights on September 24th and 25th.
Fantastic.
Head to the contest page now at KTR.com for your chance to win tickets. They should call it the Claw. Because of the Eagles.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
The Athletic presents Gold Over America Tour, featuring the most decorated gymnast of all time, Simone Biles, making its way to the Gila River Arena September 22nd. Head to the contest page now at KTR.com for your chance to win tickets.
I have a question for you.
I have an answer.
Why are we potty training cows?
That's an easy.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, how else are we? First of all, cows are delicious. I think we can all agree on that.
Delicious.
Just some, again, Jim Gaffigan said it better than anybody. Some animals are amazing to pet. Others are better to chew. This happens to be one of those.
Okay.
But some of the stuff, besides the that the cows emit, you know.
Oh, okay, I know
there's
that one.
Also other things that happen.
But cow urine mixing with feces also produces ammonia, which pollutes the air. And according to the EPA, 10% of all emissions come from agriculture.
Yep, absolutely.
So, as funny as that kind of sounded.
Because they've made
the moolu.
They made a moolu. That is a place for the cow. They call it the loo in the UK, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Go to the bog, the loo.
And we're doing this because, well, who was the 16-year-old that yelled at us and said that we've ruined
Greta
her life?
Greta Thunberg.
Is that why we're doing it?
The only thing that has been good about the entire COVID is she's quiet.
Oh, gosh. So awful.
How dare you ruin my life? I don't even know you.
Is that why we're... I know. I didn't ruin
First
your
of
life.
All, maybe you're ruining my life. Have you thought of that? You're throwing out a lot of accusations there, youngster. How dare you ruin my life? You stole my dreams.
No, we didn't.
I don't even know where your dreams are located.
You're fine. So is this her doing? Cows have to go to the bathroom in the moolu?
No, this is just more waste of money. Like last week, right? They spent all this money trying to find out if squirrels and chipmunks had attitudes and could dislike each other and had personalities.
Yeah.
We needed that.
Why does that matter?
There you go. See, she gets it.
Oh, I think it matters, Deborah. I think
Deborah totally gets it.
I'd like
Waste
to know.
Waste of money.
You want friendly squirrels.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but I found out my chipmunk outside, pretty racist.
You got a racist chipmunk.
It does. He is.
It happens.
Racist.
It happens.
He runs around all the time.
Yep.
He's just, I can't believe it.
All right.
Just like I cannot. And, you know, it's just, he's got a poor attitude. He's always talking about, oh, those people are moving in the neighborhood.
So, this is so weird, though, because they're talking about greenhouse gases.
Yeah.
Like, it was a joke, I thought, a few years ago, that you had all these cows outside, and these cows would go eat, and then they'd, what's the noise you make? Yeah, and that was bringing down, like, the ozone layer.
Yes.
Right? And I'm like, well, what else are we supposed to do? Okay, now we've got a can for the cows to go and...
A can of cows.
It's a cow can. Yeah. See, the...
It's a cow can. I
what
like
do they
that.
Call it? A moolu?
They call it electronic cow. Tell us again.
The moolu.
The all right. Moolu.
In all honesty, which is a better name? A cow can.
Cow can's pretty good.
Or a moolu.
Well, the moolu sounds good. The cow can makes you think you could put a cow in a can.
I like moolu.
I like the
you
moolu.
Do? You do? Yeah. Oh, well, you know what? You're both dead to me then. What am I supposed to do? I came up with a great name. You don't like it.
I like the cow can, right? That's a beautiful, wonderful thing.
I don't know much about cows, but I hear that they urinate a lot.
They do. There's not a lot going on if you're a cow.
I'm reading this. A single cow can produce about 8 gallons of urine a day.
Very busy.
Good Lord. 8 gallons?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. So it's the nitrous oxide comprised 7% of all the U.S. greenhouse gases, and that's according to the Environmental Protection Agency.
Yeah.
With Greta.
Somebody should ask
them,
that 10-year-old who did the got rid of all the straws for us what he thinks.
Oh,
did I
geez.
Steal your dreams, Stu?
Yeah.
How dare you steal my dreams?
The kid in California who got rid of all the straws?
Because they found him in turtles. I'm like, I don't really know.
They found one straw up a turtle's nose. You get it. You see it on YouTube. It's one of the most horrific things
ever.
Well,
then we found out that guy had a coke problem. So I was like, oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
He's like, I got to do a bump.
It doesn't stop me from using straws. You're awful. You're
Dude,
awful.
Dude, Steve, watch out for Steve. He can't swim anymore. That's it. He's like, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing? Oh, my God. That was quite a day. So really, we're getting rid of the straws because we don't want the turtles and stuff to have a drug problem.
So, scientists potty train cows. That's noble.
Oh, look at you.
Jeez.
Oh, man. Coming with the corny over here.
It's not funny.
You are corn-tacular.
So awful.
Cornholio.
You ready to play pop quiz?
Pop quiz, baby.
All right. Here we go.
Numbers 412-69er. 386-249er.
I don't know what you're doing.
Me either.
Pablo, open up the phones to give the correct phone number.
The phones.
602-277-5827. As Chad giggles along, we're going to have a...
Oh, by the way, I got cool tickets today.
Oh, what do you got?
Okay, so you're going to have a choice.
You First have a good all, prize.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah. Well, you can have a chance to go see the Simone Biles thing.
Great.
Or Jurassic Fight Night.
Awesome.
Which I am pumped about. If you guys don't know what that is, imagine giant dinosaurs wrestling. It's like a full-on wrestling fight night where they have arenas. It's awesome.
All right,
you guys
let's get
love
to it. True-false questions about the day's news, 277-KTAR.
Pop quiz!
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
All right, true-false questions about the day's news. Chad has two prizes. He'd love to give them away, and they're good prizes. All you have to do is answer five questions in a row. Chad, who's first?
All right, guys, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends of all ages, let's go to Rico and Chandler. Rico, you're live on the radio.
Rico, are you ready to play pop quiz?
I'm ready. Let's go.
The I-17 will be easier to navigate with new flex lanes widening the freeway. True or false?
True.
It is true. Construction is planned to start 2 years from now. True or false?
That is true.
It is false. You're dead to me.
Oh, Rico! Oh, goodness me.
It's going to start next year.
Robert and Buckeye, you're live on the radio.
Robert, are you ready to play pop quiz?
Let's do this.
All right. Mesa doctors are working on a COVID pill. True or false?
False.
You're dead to me.
Man. Wow,
son of a gun.
Hey, I hope you had fun on the radio. Let's do this again sometime. That was great. He's fun. That guy's great. My goodness
Mesa
me.
Doctors are working on a COVID pill.
All right. Jennifer and Gilbert, what's happening?
Jennifer, you ready to play pop quiz?
Yes, sir.
All right. That COVID pill would keep you from getting COVID. That's how it works. True or false?
False.
They're dead to me. It's true.
My goodness, Jennifer. You're not good at this either. None of you are. Lori in Phoenix. Are you good at this game?
I'm pretty good.
Okay, good. Okay. Lori, here we go.
Lori's confidence did not feel great, and I think she's going down.
No, I think she's going to be good. All right. There is a new TikTok challenge in school called the Devious Lick Challenge. True or false?
That's false.
That means you're dead to me. It's true.
My goodness me. Chris in Scottsdale. let's see how long you last.
All right, Chris, you ready to play pop quiz?
Yes, I am.
All right, that Devious Lick Challenge. Here's how
That's
it works.
True.
Kids film each other licking objects in school, and then they steal the objects. True or false?
False.
It is false. They don't lick the object.
It's only true in his
Nice
world.
Job. All right, that's one. Let's see. A Scottsdale high school went on lockdown due to a bomb threat today. True or false?
False.
It is false. It was a Mesa high school. He's got two. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is supporting Karen Taylor Robeson as Arizona's next governor. True or false?
Robeson.
True or false? I didn't hear it. True or false?
True.
It is true. He's got three in a row. A Massachusetts, in Massachusetts, there is a school bus driver shortage. True or false?
No. True.
It is true. For the win.
For the win.
The Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
National Guard has pitched in and they are driving the buses. True or false?
True.
You're a winner.
You're a winner, man. You're on your way. You go see Simone Biles and People Over America or the giant dinosaurs.
What are the two prizes?
So you get to go see Simone Biles and the Gold Over America, whatever it's called. Or,
or
Jurassic Fight Night.
Oh.
You're asking me which one I'm going to see if you think of Jurassic Fight Night. Oh, yeah, baby. After I'm taking those crazy tortoises and turtles to party all the time. Those guys are crazy.
Jurassic
Fight Night.
Fight Night.
And what it's like, if you've never seen it, it's like wrestling. Like, they're screaming, and they have personalities, and the whole, it's awesome.
This is great.
It's out!
Good for you. I'm glad you got some prizes today.
That's right. Well, we have prizes. We just don't always know what they are. Because sometimes you have to walk all the way over to the other side.
I know.
Like, that's like 20 feet.
It's like walking across.
Who do you think I am?
All right.
What a fun radio program we did for you. You guys are lucky. Make sure you check out the podcast brought to you by Retired Planners America. It's the Gatos Chat Show podcast. You can subscribe on your iPhone or Android.
All right. Deborah has Arizona's evening news. That's next. All right, Chad. I'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
Bye, guys. Bye.